This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the captain of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Psst. You guys.
What?
Battle JPC.
Yeah, what?
What's up?
Let's sneak out of riddle detention. Come on, let's go.
No, Mrs. Puzzles will kill us.
And Mrs. Puddles will splash us.
Do you think it's that serious?
Yes.
Look, Come on. I want to stay in riddle detention until I've learned my lesson, because I've been 32 years on this earth. I haven't learned a single fucking lesson yet, and I just feel like I need to commit to something, and that's what's going to pay off for me.
What Guys, did you do to get into riddle detention, JP?
It's what we all did. Come on, Aaron.
Exactly. We share the blame.
And guess what? I heard the janitor died. When we injected a fart into his veins, I guess he died.
Well, then I guess we should be in jail then and not riddle detention. So let's leave here. Come on,
guys. Hold on now. The janitor was very old and he died doing what he loved, farting inside.
You guys are disgusting. Whatever. I'll leave on my own. You guys can stay here.
Wait, Aaron, where are you going to go? Because if you're going to like McDonald's, can you take an order?
Can you pick us up something? Can I get a McFlurry? But can you have them put French fries in the McFlurry?
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Both? Two McFlurries?
No. What he said sounded really good, so I want one of those fry containers, but can you make him put McFlurry in just that little flimsy paper thing that holds the fries?
Fine.
And get something for yourself.
And something nice for yourself.
Okay, yeah, as if I'm not paying for all of this. Whatever.
Oh, can you have them make a McFlurry with fries, but then also put in sweet and sour sauce and Reese's Pieces?
No, I'm not going to do that.
Can you just ask them to make me whatever they feel like making? Because I feel like, you know, I
don't even want to go anymore. Forget it. I'll let you stay here and do it.
No.
I don't even want to go anymore. You guys are ordered. It's too complicated and too sticky. I don't want to go.
Too sticky?
Yeah. Sweet and sour sauce, McFlurry in a cardboard box.
No talking in riddle detention.
Sorry, Mrs. Puddles. I'm drenched. Yep.
Let me take roll call. Adorify. Here. JPC.
Here.
Adam Keefe.
She's gone! And then we all throw our hands up like the end of the Breakfast Club, and then Aaron goes.
Oh, I love
us.
That. No, I will do it too.
Wait,
don't
you can hear me?
You forget about fries.
Welcome to the episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. If you're listening for the first time, I'm so sorry. We are a podcast in name only about riddles.
In name only. And we're mostly a podcast in name about, hey, speaking of, hey guys.
Hey. JPC got a haircut.
I got a haircut.
JPC cut his hair.
After about a year of growing my hair out in lockdown, I decided that to celebrate my newfound vaccination, which sounds, by the way, like a Christian rock band, I was going to get a haircut, and I got a haircut today. Also today,
great.
Another thing that I didn't really plan on doing it, but was a pleasant surprise, I was taking a bite of bread and I chipped my tooth.
Oh, which tooth?
How old is bread?
And which bread? Yeah,
it was very soft bread. My front one, like my right here.
You can't bottom. See it. You bottom.
Can't see it. Yeah.
What type of bread are we talking?
This is, not the name drop, but Pepperidge Farm cinnamon raisin bread. Mm-hmm.
Toasted then, probably.
Yeah, it was lightly toasted, but again, I gotta say, it was bread. And teeth,
yeah,
supposed to be harder than bread, as far as I know.
And your doctor, your dentist is the Dr. Fabergé?
Yes.
Can I call you Bread Teeth?
I would love it if you called me Bread Teeth.
Okay, Bread Teeth.
Now, I remember one time my dad was eating a dinner roll growing up, and he chipped his tooth on a dinner roll, which is also a very soft thing. So I think that my family, and maybe it's just the men in my family, are cursed with bread teeth.
Can I propose bread teeth. Can I propose a thesis on what happened?
Please.
I think you overbit your bed, bread, not your bed.
You overbit your bed.
Dude, do you guys ever wake up with your pillow soaking wet because you overbit your bed?
No, I wake up with a bunch of feathers in my stomach because I'm not a quitter. So anyways, I think that you clenched too hard down on it. I think your tooth probably chipped on your top tooth.
I imagine so. I bet it did not chip on the bread. I think it probably chipped on the tooth because the top ones are just so much harder than the bottom ones.
I scienced.
But I will say,
you gotta chip this tooth.
I'm surprised that I got the bread in the mouth anyway, because I'm usually grinding my teeth so hard that it's impossible to get food in between the teeth just to go in. So
you're so stressed that you can't even unclench your jaw for a second.
That's a miracle in and of itself.
Well, they said that you have the teeth of a New York City sergeant in a 1980s cop drama.
Yes, they did. Yeah. They call it in Chicago, they just call it Dennis Farina tooth.
I wish that was more specific.
Guys,
how are you, Adol? What's going on, Adol?
Not too much. Here's what's new with me. Now, we all know that improv is basically pattern recognition, right? So I feel like I'm hyper in tune with patterns. I'm always picking up what's going on. And I've mentioned before how I recognize that in the past bit of time, a lot of people were saying, let's go, and how much I hate that. Well, I found two new patterns. One I may have mentioned before, but I found that in all the media I'm consuming, whether it be YouTube or TV or whatever it might be, the phrase at the end of the day appears constantly. People are constantly saying at the end of the day, and I don't know why. And then I also noticed that a huge new trend is for people to say obviously. And a lot of times when they say obviously, it's something that's not obvious, where they'll be like, obviously my favorite food is fried scallops, or obviously I'm 6 foot two. And I don't understand what's happening.
Obviously I know what you mean, but do you have any examples of it?
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the day, I think the examples speak for themselves, obviously.
Let's go.
So if you're a listener and you find me crazy, just consume some media in the next week and let me know if you hear let's go at the end of the day.
Just so you know,
obviously,
there's a bunch of yarn and newspaper behind Adol, and it looks like he hasn't slept in quite some time. So
no, I caught the Zodiac Killer.
I wish that you'd tell us who it is. I'm so tired of you luring that over our heads. We're starting to not care anymore, Adol.
It's always, I caught him. I got him. I'm feeding him bread. I'm feeding him water.
I'll tell you, it was Phil Collins from Genesis.
No!
Wait,
Phil Collins from Tarzan album, please.
It was Phil Collins from a specific era of his music.
This is before he went solo.
I guess I have to be a murderer, because whatever he does, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things that are new for people and things, Aaron, is there anything new for you?
Ow! That question hurt going inside my brain. Want to try again? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm stressed. Moving is stressful. I'm stressed and scared all the time. Everything hurts. But I'm good. Everything's fine.
Okay.
But I
love it when someone describes to me the worst pain that they're ever in and then immediately afterwards says, but I'm good. Everything's fine. Good.
I will let basically anything happen to me.
Are you renting a U-Haul to drive cross country?
No. I'm getting like a pod thing, but not the kind of pod that you're allowed to keep outside your house. So it's like a moving truck pod hybrid. And then I'm driving across the country, but not with a U-Haul. With my car.
You're attaching a pod to a car and then driving across country.
No.
Do you have any... Okay. Speaking of pods... Speaking
no more questions.
Pods,
no more questions. No, I'm good.
Speaking of pods...
I see my time. Adol, the floor is yours.
You see your time?
There it goes.
Aaron, speaking of pods, do you have... Because I'm someone... Gemma and I tend to, whenever we go on a road trip, we tend to load up our iPhones with some sort of series or something that we're going to listen to across the drive, or like we make a playlist of make a list of songs about driving or something. Is there anything that you are going to listen to or have on cue for your drive?
That's an excellent question. I think that I'm very, very good at road trips. I'm not great at a lot of things, but I'm fun on a road trip. I'm good at all the stuff. So yeah, we'll probably listen to I like to play music and playlist-based games in a car, and then I like getting into, like, one podcast.
Okay.
So we'll probably play my favorite music game, which is, like, you kind of create a playlist as you go, and you go, what's a song that you listened to summer before your freshman year of college that makes you nostalgic for that time? And then you add that to the playlist. And another person asks another question about a different time, and you go back and forth. And then you have a playlist that sparks a lot of interesting conversations. So we'll probably do that.
For me, that would have been Maya and Wyclef Jean, Ghetto Superstar.
JBC?
You said summer before college?
Yeah.
I think it was that Paramore album with Let the Flames Begin on it. It was like their second album. The second Paramore album, Alec.
You have to and that's the answer. What does he say?
Well, nothing. He died.
Oh, yeah, he died.
And that's the answer. And what would that be for you, Aaron?
Oh, wait. Does Alec Trebek's tombstone say, like, who lies here?
It's just a big mustache. It's like a 40-foot mustache.
No, it says awesome. Daily double.
That'd be amazing if you stepped on the grave and went, speaking of Phil Collins.
That's a good question. I think I was listening to a lot of Regina Spektor. I was feeling a little sad and nostalgic. So
sure.
I was hoping it would rain as I looked out the window ready for my future.
Do you think Regina Spektor every day wakes up hoping it will rain?
She can't write Missy a song Elliott, without rain.
Yeah, Garbage, Missy Elliott, and Shirley Manson. Yeah.
She wakes up every day hoping it rains. And when it does rain, she checks her Spotify plays and they triple that day. And she's like, yes.
Yes.
Another rainy day for Regina Spektor.
Famously, when it rains somewhere, it's raining everywhere in the world.
Sure, yeah.
I got more Soviet kitsch in my spider web.
What's up? What's going on? Hey.
Gotta say, my favorite thing to do on a road trip is listen to the podcast of a TV show. So I would do Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3, the podcast. And by that I mean I would just
play the audio. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Season 3, the audio. And people are like, what the fuck are you doing?
When I'm driving,
we can't enjoy this.
I like to listen to entire cast albums I've never heard before or I haven't listened to in a really long time. So that helps. But yeah, if anyone has any suggestions, we're not going to do Route 66. We're going to do the higher one. So it's Nebraska, Colorado. So if anyone has anywhere I should go.
My suggestion for you, Aaron, is be very careful when driving in the mountains in the evening with a pod, because that is going to be awful.
Well, the good news is we're not attaching a pod to our car.
Smart, smart.
Oh, on top. So
no,
that's going to weigh you down.
No pod is going to be with us.
I highly recommend that as you drive.
You should have had some further questions, JPC. It's clear now.
I had none.
Adel, what were you saying?
I highly recommend that when you drive, you take as many, you stop to see as many roadside attractions as possible. To me, the whole point of a road trip is to experience and dine out on Americana. So, for example, when we drove to South Dakota recently, we stopped in, I want to say it's called Heaven's Earth or Earth Sky, Minnesota. And there was a giant, Jolly Green Giant statue. And we saw that and we're like, we have to stop off on. It was 5 a.m. and we pulled to the side of the road so we could stop there. And I think I sent you a picture and I said, Aaron, I'm so sorry, but I'm hanging out with your ex-boyfriend.
And then did I say something funny back?
Unfortunately,
I wish
not on
we
that
had
one.
A paid intern that could scroll through our texts at a moment's notice. I remember someone talking about how he didn't have a penis, and it was annoying. It wasn't me though. I wouldn't have said that.
That wouldn't be the first thing I go to. Now, Adel, the one issue that I have with that is it sounds like you were on a vacation, and it sounds like Aaron is moving across the country. So when you said that the purpose of a road trip is to see as many things, in Aaron's case, the purpose is to move across the country.
Yes, but I do want to see some stuff. I have never seen the Grand Canyon. Would love to see that.
Got to.
But Adel, if I get murdered...
That is right on the way, Aaron. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, well, okay.
Kind of.
Now I feel bad because it is about a 4-hour detour.
Yeah, I know. But we're not doing any other detour. And we're basically we're making that a priority. But Adel, when I get killed by stopping to see the world's biggest bear, my blood is on your hands.
Please don't go see the world's biggest bear.
I'm going. I got you told me. I gotta go see all the biggest stuff.
Aaron, there's a 90% chance you get killed seeing the world's smallest bear.
Oh, I would just come stay away. On. You think I can't defend myself because you've never seen me lift my arms up? You're right.
You'll get killed by going to see the world's Bear Grylls. Who's old man puzzles?
Adel, I'm so glad that you asked because I was eagerly waiting for my first opportunity to speak this
it's
whole day.
It's old bread teeth. It's old bread teeth over there.
A chip off the old tooth.
Was that what we settled on, bread teeth?
I think so. Old, bread mouth?
Old grain bite. Okay, we'll workshop it. Listeners of the show, fuck off. Just getting ahead of that. Just getting ahead of it.
JPC, no.
No, okay, never mind, no. Speaking of listeners of the show, what we have today are some listener-submitted riddles from...
From 2018 still?
Still from 2018. You know, time keeps on slipping into the future. You know, the funny thing about riddles from 2018 is I keep getting older and they keep staying the same age. All right. Question. There is one scenario in which you can say and consecutively in a sentence and be grammatically correct. What is it?
Puzz.
At all.
You're insane.
Well, yes, but let's leave the ad hominem personal attacks until after
glass
the podcast.
Houses.
Once we're not recording anymore, we can kind of be as mean as we want to each other. And that's like...
okay, it's when you're... It's a
and,
list.
And...
Aaron, yes, but I'm going to need a little more information.
So you're how making many a list of all of... It's a bunch of people in the family that's all named and. And you're saying those are all the people that are in the family.
Okay. Now, Adel, I'm insane?
Well, I guess we're all insane and we're our own puppets.
Aaron, hold on. I just want to give Aaron credit where credit's due. That is correct. If there were a bunch of people named and, I think that would work. But I will say that all of these ands are lowercase. So let's assume that if they were proper names, they would be uppercase. So we have to rule that one out.
So this is an and rind.
Oh, God.
And rand.
Okay. Yeah, it's a list, though. Comma, after each and.
Not necessarily. No, you actually wouldn't. I don't think you would need commas after every and. Yes.
And.
Five ands.
And. Oh. And.
Uh-oh.
And.
We broke Aaron.
And.
She's floating away. Her head's turned into a balloon. She's floating away.
My head's a balloon.
Aaron, I don't know what that was. You just counted and on your hand for a while.
And
you went up at the end as if it were an answer. And I was like, totally lost.
So, JPC, how many ands in a row was this?
Five ands in a row.
And you said this is the only time it makes grammatical sense to say?
Yes, this would be the only... I'm sorry, it could be one scenario. There could be more, actually, okay. Now that I'm thinking. But I need you to present me with a scenario where it would be grammatical sense to have five ands together.
So if a teacher said, what is a... So is and like a conjunction or what's... I don't even know the... I fucking hate English. What is and? Like
so,
and, but...
So hold on, buddy. That's going to hurt you a lot in this game.
That's going to hurt you a lot in the show, probably. Most of these riddles are in English.
It's
a conjunction. Conjunction, yes. Junction, what's your function?
So if an English teacher was saying, what conjunctions in addition to, let's see here.
I love where you're going with this, and I could feel your brain start to think of what this would be and construct it, so I will just go ahead and help you out and say that this is not going to be the right direction for you.
Let me fail on my own.
And.
Hold on. Aaron is back to counting ands on her fingers.
I'm not counting them. I'm counting them as I do something else. Do you see what I mean? The purpose is not the counting. The purpose is the sentence making sense.
What's the other thing that you're doing? Because that might be helpful.
Okay, the other thing I'm doing is trying to make it sound like a sentence in different inflections in the way I say it. And.
Got it.
And.
Oh, yeah.
And. Oh, no. Someone take me to the hospital.
I feel like this is a real... I really like this route.
And. And.
Did you ever see, maybe like 8 to 10 years ago, did you ever go to Aaron's apartment and play Rock And? Where it's just Aaron talking into a mic and she tries to just say and as many times as possible. It's pretty fun. It was was very popular.
And so, like, other people would try to like play the drums and have fun. And I go, shut up. This is my party.
This is about me.
And like at 10 minutes into it, I would turn to someone and say, and this is Barracuda? She's doing,
ooh, and.
What's the most fun song to sing where you're replacing all the lyrics with and?
Mr. Jones and Me.
And.
Two Princes.
And. Just go ahead now.
Yeah, you gotta say.
Oh, how about Little Miss Can't Be Wrong?
Aaron?
No one's gonna do it. No one's gonna do it.
Or what's the Black Rose song? And. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, cause of mama. And.
I'm a balloon again. I have to balloon.
So how would and five? So two of the five ands have to be used to connect the ands, right? So we have to assume the second and the fourth are lumping the first, third, and fifth together.
You know what's funny? Is that Rosie, by the way. Rosie, thank you so much for sending this in. Rosie sent this
email.
One of
my favorite names. I love your name, Rosie.
One of my favorite riveters.
One of them. I've got a top 10 riveters list that you'll have to check my Instagram. But one of the things here is that Rosie sent this email in 2018, and I can only assume that they, you know, the podcast hadn't been out that long, and they were like, oh, let's send a riddle. They had no way of knowing that we wouldn't get to this for another 3 years and that our brains would have fully melted down and been broken. The podcast would have driven us insane.
I didn't hear what you were talking about because I was thinking about Rachel the Riveter.
I want to see a
ridiculous
scene.
Ridiculous that sounds.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're Rosie the Riveter. You are an icon of the 1940s in the women's movement. JPC, you are Rachel the Riveter. And this is after kind of Rosie's blown up and she's on posters all over the U.S. And you're back at work at the factory and you're a little jealous.
Yeah, just been working out. Not a big deal. Just happy to be back at work after all of the hoopla and fame.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, that was crazy. Like you were everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I was just like, it was mostly like a campaign to get female workers to just like excited about. Yeah, you get it. The wartime effort.
Yeah.
They're calling me a riveter.
Yeah. Well, we're all riveters here.
Well. Yeah.
Well, no, we are, and a lot of us have been riveting the entire time you've been taking pictures or whatever.
Okay, that's fine. You can be a riveter, Rachel.
Well, I started 2 weeks before you, so yes, thank you so much.
Oh, you did? Huh. Okay, no, I totally, like, you're a better riveter than me, Rachel. That's totally fine. I totally get it.
No, I'm sorry. I'm being petty. It's not about that. It's not about who's a better riveter. We do not want to get sucked into that competition stuff that... Literally all of our male colleagues, it's a pissing match between every single one of them. And I'm like, stop pissing. We're so high up in the air. Please,
and I'm sure you're going to be way more famous than I will ever be.
Me?
Rachel. Yeah, of course. Like, I already am looking at your haircut and I'm like, I want that haircut. I want
people are
Rachel.
Calling it my signature style, but I don't know. It's just something that I asked for and they gave me. You
right.
Know?
Like, so. What do I have? An adorable bandana? And a great vibe. You've got the Rachel. You got your haircut. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Can I just say, I honestly don't think my hairstyle is practical for what we're doing. We're so high up. We're putting rivets into steel beams. The wind is blowing me all over the place.
Hey, I hope you guys don't mind. I'm new on the line. My name's Joey the Riveter. How you doing?
And shove. All right.
Oh, God. Judging by his voice, he was connected, though. So we should... We should be careful.
We should, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This is so silly. Obviously, you're famous now. You're on posters everywhere.
Blah, blah. Nah, I'm embarrassed. That's fine. Yeah.
But, you know, we're here. We're riveting. These are the rivets that will beat the Nazis. So we must build these steel beams.
Right.
For
sort of the only
overseas
war that we're going to be able to be proud of for a long time. not even, it's not even sort of a gray area even now. Sort of, the Nazis are bad, but we're not totally doing the right thing all the time, always in this war.
Well, no, I mean, I have a lot of faith that the United States is going to make out pretty well after this war.
Lots of bad stuff happening right now, even, probably.
I think the U.S.
and
is going to do
shove!
Quite well.
Bye, Rachel!
75 years later, scene.
That's how long it takes to fall off a building in those days.
Yeah. Different time, Adel. Mm-hmm.
Different time.
But back in 2021, we're living in the same time. And by that, I mean it's time to answer this riddle. So Aaron, the way that you were saying it, I think is super helpful. So the clue that I will give you is this is how I would say it if I was doing the full, you know, using this in the appropriate context.
Okay.
And I can't imagine that was helpful. So,
no, I get it.
What I will say is with these five ands, the one way that it makes contextual sense is if there are two words that are not and on either side.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would help it be a sentence.
Sure.
Add and the.
Ooh.
Add and the, because you need five ands.
Oh, add. Okay, shut up, everybody. Everyone's screaming at the top
no
of their
talking.
Lungs.
No, Aaron.
Adel, I never know. Okay.
What's funny?
Add and wait, hold on. I have to figure this out, guys, or I will break in half. I'm so sorry. I'm really, really sorry. My confidence and entire being is like kind of hinged on this.
And okay. Here I am knowing the riddle and knowing that this is not the direction that she
okay,
needs to
okay.
Go.
But I'm going to make it work.
Okay, you two. Okay. You two that brought this woman in. You need to tell me what was happening right before she collapsed. She said, "Add and
the
and then you can pick whatever fucking word at the end you want. You pick a word.
Add. So I was mistaken earlier. So the first and third ands are and in the regular sense in terms of like they are being used as conjunctions.
Try right.
Adel, of the five, the second and the fourth.
Right, oh, I'm
sorry. I'm sorry. The first, the third, and the fifth are all used as conjunctions.
Okay.
The second and the fourth are not being used as conjunctions. They're just being, it's weird to say it this way, but they're just being used as the word and.
Sure. I understand. I understand.
Oh, add and. Because, this will help. Let's replace the second and fourth and with a different word for now.
But.
Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, that could help you.
How about a noun? How about a noun?
Cat.
Cat.
Okay, we'll use but.
No.
Well,
and
but
cat,
is both a noun and another.
Cat. See, that's I'll do dog. And cat and dog and.
Exactly.
Hi.
My name's
Aaron Keith. I think you guys are right
bring
there.
Bring cat. Something, a word at the beginning. And cat and dog and pie. Pie is the last word of the sentence. What's the first word of the sentence?
So, well, yeah, but that only works. But remember, the word is and. So you do still have to say and five times and make it make sense.
And pie.
Okay.
Okay.
If the title of this episode isn't and pie, then I don't want to be on the show anymore.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't think he'd ever come to this. I knew that this was coming. I quit the show.
That I would go crazy? You're quitting because I went crazy?
No. I'm quitting because we've reached a riddle that's five words in a row, the same word.
We are not moving on until we get this. I don't want JPC to tell us. So, Adel, I'm going to need you to, like, okay. I don't know. If you have a button you can turn on for your brain,
so,
come on.
Push my belly button.
I'm not going to tell you guys the answer. I seriously will not tell you guys the answer. I will give you another hint, though.
Okay.
So there's a situation in which this is in which this makes sense.
Oh, I get it. There's a situation. So it's gym and tan and laundry.
So...
Is that it?
Oh, and I wish misogyny just say and alcohol Jersey Shore. And Pauly D.
So these ands are written, I'm sorry, so not all of them, but ands 2 and ands 4
not all
are written out
Okay.
And someone is commenting on them, the ones that are written out.
So
that's a pretty big one. That's a pretty big hint. JPC,
there's there a famous document?
No, it's not a famous document. It could happen anywhere, basically. But
is there a place that's more likely to happen?
Yes. Let's say I could tell you that. Yeah, for sure. Let's say that the place that's most likely to happen is like a sandwich shop.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
A sandwich shop.
And pie.
Oh, peanut butter and jelly?
You're still only doing four ands when you do it
that
way.
No, I'm not. I'm doing it better. Okay. Add.
So stop counting add, because add is not and.
Okay, hold on. Bring and... Oh, no. No, shut up. Peanut butter and jelly.
I feel like for the sake of our friendship, I need to just let you guys know the answer.
Here's what's going on. People are gonna message me to tell me that they stopped listening to the show because I'm too dumb. So I would rather try to avoid those messages and prove to the people at home that I'm only a kind of bit dumb a little bit of the time.
Oh, I think I know the answer.
Yes, please.
The only time it grammatically makes sense for someone to use the word and five times in a row like this is if you are a small, adorable child in the 1920s on Santa's lap, and you say, I want a puppy and a kitten and my dad back.
Ho, ho, ho. No way. Have fun being in World War II and shoves off my lap.
75 years later. I got to give it up to Adel. I will accept that answer. Purely for the sake of us being able to move on. I will accept that answer. Do you want to hear it?
Can
you tell us what it was at a sandwich shop? Was it like ingredients?
Yes, that's what they said. Rosie said this is a chip shop. I can only assume that Rosie is from merry old London town, isn't it? But we don't know. So Rosie's answer says, a shop owner commenting on a sign being painted, for example, might say, there's not enough space between fish and chips.
Oh.
So it says fish and chips on the board, and they're saying not enough space between fish and chips.
Okay, well, I got super confused because you said there's only one word before that sentence, but in an actual sentence, they're not saying fish and chips. That's not the full sentence. If I had known I had more words to work with at the beginning of the sentence, perhaps I could have gotten there.
I want to see a sign.
That's fair. That is fair.
I'd like to see a sign.
Please.
This should be a quick one. A quick one, isn't it? Aaron, you are a shop owner in London town. JPC, you have stopped in ring-a-ling-ding into the door of the shop, and you are mostly, instead of ordering food, you're mostly giving commentary on what the shop could improve on.
Hey, Adel. Hey, buddy. It sounds like you really want to be in the scene.
Nah, I'll step in. I'll step in later, won't I?
Sounds like you're trying to do the voice to see if we invite you in. Are you sure?
I'll just head up the apples and pears.
All right. Right then, what can I get you?
Oh,
welcome in.
Hello there. I'm a tourist.
Hello.
Being upfront with that, so please do not charge me an exorbitant rate.
Those are awful big words for an American. Just raising your bits.
Shut
up. You're not invited to the scene.
from outside the shop, it looks like it would be bigger in here. It looks like it's pretty much right here is the counter. So it you must have a pretty big kitchen, pretty big staff.
You come under the counter and you come on back in. You'll see there's lots of
more. All right, have a good day.
No. What can I get you? I'm sorry.
No, I just, it seems like, it seems like the kitchen feels like way too big. And there's just one older gentleman in the back of the kitchen. Looks like making sandwiches.
Hello, my name's Ted.
Oh, hey, Ted.
That's Ted. That's me husband.
And I'm drinking a gin and tonic.
Okay, have a good...
Hey, please, honey, stop it.
I need it for breakfast or else I'll get sick. Gin and tonic. Or drink till I'm dead, cause my name is Ted.
So applause, I just got off the plane. Is this what I can expect from your country?
Sorry, I was just raising your bits.
Well, yeah, that sounded funny when I said it.
I know I'm not from here, but I don't think that that's it.
One time we saw the Queen. Take a seat. We'll tell you about the time that we met the Queen.
Wait, there's no seats here. It's just a counter.
It was a great day in May, and we met the Queen, but it wasn't the Queen. It's a rat in a wig, but it came in here, and we served it all the same.
It was
and
a rat in a wig, but it sang Freddie Mercury, and so to us,
how
it
we
was
met
the Queen.
The Queen, yes. We'll do another. Right, we'll do another song then.
Hold on. I'm gonna cancel all my business meetings for tomorrow because I feel like I'm gonna be staying here for a while.
You better off canceling it. Here we go. Oh, you live here now, you live in the shop. I'm singing this song cause it is a bop. That is my husband right over there.
Sure.
Try to sit down, but you can't find a chair.
Hold on. I missed that last part. I was just sending a quick divorce text to my wife. I feel like this is the rest of my life now, so I'm going to follow you to the end of the
year. Sure. Kiss my wife, kiss her right now. I'll take a picture, keep it for now. I am a cuck and I don't mind it. My name is Ted and I'm dumb as shit.
Oh, sorry, Ted, confusion there. Sorry, I don't want to have relations with your wife. I just wanted to clear up my whole thing so that I'm fully focused on whatever this is.
Oh, you know what that sound is? It means the pie is ready.
And scene. Wow.
Ow.
Hey, everybody, you deserve a big glass of water after that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more craziness.
We're sorry.
We're not sorry.
I'm really sorry.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
TPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even
us.
Begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the Black Hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
Welcome back, everyone. You're back in the sandwich shop. My name's Ted.
And I'm here too.
And surprise, surprise, I am also here. I'm a big part of the sandwich shop now.
And you said you do a rattle podcast.
I used to. I did just a quick divorce text. They'll get it in a couple hours because of the time difference.
Oh, so they don't know yet. Do you think they'll be sad?
I don't think so. I think it was pretty much over as soon as Aaron moved to LA. So
no! Keep asking that. We've been recording remotely for a year. Why would we stop?
Oh, but I know what did it is that when she moved to LA, she probably stopped along the road for some Americana.
And then got eaten by a big old bear. Well, we're out of here because we're going to jail for cooking peoples into pies.
You know,
goodbye.
Goodbye. Jack the Ripper tour.
Okay.
Starts at 7.
I'm still here. What do I do? I just
close up.
The shop.
Clean up, close up.
Hey, JBC, we came as soon as you divorced us.
Really? That's what my ex-wife said.
Yeah, who gets in the divorce? Who gets all the bad riddles?
Whoa, that was good. I like that.
You know who gets all the bad riddles? You, the listener. Let's move on to some more riddles.
Hooray. All right, I'm ready.
Except these aren't bad. These are actually good. And these are from Sam. And Sam says, feel free to use my name. Sam Kamenetz. Sam's spelled their name phonetically. Kamenetz. Kamenetz. Let's say it's Sam Kamenetz. Actually, Sam spelled their name phonetically several times in this email, which I think is great because I do not have an attention span, Sam. So I absolutely appreciate that. Sam says, huge fan. Been listening since episode one. Tried submitting these homemade riddles. But they are resubmitting them with like a better format. So these are some, they submitted these in actually 2019 and then they resubmitted them in 2020. And so, and you're right, Sam, you nailed the format. Formatting is way better.
Yeah, nobody uses Microsoft Word anymore. Thank you for switching to Google Docs.
10 out of 10, so much better format. So here we go. These are homophone riddles. And there's an example as well. Sam includes an example. Here we go. One is for diving. Or straight, and 2x4. The other is what you feel when you start to snore.
Bored.
Yes, correct. Bored. That is the example riddle, so nobody gets points for that. But great. Always love to see the inclusion of an example riddle in there. Here we go. Here's the first real riddle.
Okay.
The subject of holy books and ledger books, displayed in spreadsheets and stained glass. Each shows the will of invisible hands and is sought across the lands. Once is a title bestowed, the other, the opposite of owed.
Okay, that was a lot. That was not as simple as bored.
Adel, you are correct. It was not as simple as bored.
They lured us in with the example and then they hit us with the heavy stuff. Can you
now, Adel? Would you say that you got bored listening to?
I would
that
say
example?
I got confused.
Yeah, okay. I thought that it was going to be easy, so I'm leaning back in my chair with my feet up on my desk, drinking a Mai Tai. I didn't realize this was a serious thing, so let me put my business suit back.
Yeah,
on.
JBC, we're on island time.
I'm sorry, I was wearing a business suit, Aaron, and you were just drinking Mai Tai.
Mai Tai? Let's hear that riddle one more time.
The subject of holy books and ledger books. Displayed
okay, let's
in
pause.
Okay.
So the subject of holy books and ledger books?
Ledger books.
One is like religion, and then ledger books is going to be like accounting.
Yeah. Correct. You have...
Money?
Correctly identified what those two things are in reference to.
But is that one thing or is that the two things? Are they giving an example of the disparity or is this all a clue for the first word?
It's one the subject of holy books and ledger books, so one thing, the other thing. And then we're going to do that a few more times. So each one of these things is
okay, that makes sense.
Is your
that
two clues, sense. Yeah. So the subject of holy books and ledger books, that's one of them, displayed in spreadsheets and stained glass. Each shows the will of invisible hands and is sought across the lands. One is a title bestowed, the other the opposite of owed.
The opposite debt? Of owed is...
The opposite of owed who is not paid, debt.
Is paid.
Paid?
No, not. I mean, you're in synonym country, but it's not paid. Paid is not the word.
Careful, Aaron. We're in synonym country. Do you have your gun?
Cinnamon?
No. We're in cinnamon country.
I thought we were going to cinnamon.
We're going to cinnamon? Bears.
Thousands of dollars of improv classes, just decades of experience, and cinnamon? No. that's where we are. That's where we are at this point.
Well, hold on.
Okay, it's important to know that all of us have been paid to teach improv as well. Hold on. That part out.
Can I just ask, this is a question for both of you, is it bad improv if I say, hey, you guys, we're in Florida. And Aaron says, Minnesota? And I say, no, Florida.
Okay, try again. Let's try it. But you do the opposite, and I'll make it work, okay?
Hold on. For your example to work, what are the two states that sound their names closest together? Because cinnamon and synonym, they sound very similar.
I'm such a good improviser, I can make Adel's prompt work. So
I want to see a scene. And unlike normal scenes where we like lay out a premise, all of like, is a prompt. So the prompt is, Adel, you are going to say, wait, I'm sorry, it's the reverse of what you just did. So Aaron, you are going to say, do you want to go to Florida? Mm-hmm. And Adel, you're going to say Minnesota. And Aaron, you're going to say no.
Okay, yeah. Hey, do you want to go to Florida?
Minnesota?
Oh no, honey, this is why we need to go to Florida. You're getting so old. Your memory is coming in and out. Oh, honey, please come back to me for just 1 minute. Please.
In and out, Kevin Klein?
That sounds more like the old you. We're getting closer. You loved Kevin Klein. Honey, A Fish Called Wanda, Pirates of Penzance, please. I know you're in there somewhere.
Asshole!
You're back. I love you, my husband. Look, it's me.
Oh, my beautiful cinnamon lady.
No. Synonym.
Scene.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Yes. And.
Unfortunately, you served up Adel directly into his wheelhouse. Old man who just sits to riff about Kevin Klein.
In my day, Kevin Klein used to be in Orange County.
Sorry, that's my grandpa. He rambles about Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein was in Wild Wild West.
My favorite jeans are a pair of Kevin Kleins.
Sometimes I forget if Kevin Klein's ever won an Oscar or not. Seems like maybe.
Kevin Klein's one of those actors who I really hope is still alive.
I believe he's still the mayor in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, he does some stuff with a voiceover. I love Kevin Klein. Handsome.
He's married to Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay. Wow.
Good work if you can get it.
All right, what's the answer to that riddle?
No.
What's the opposite? So the opposite of owed. So if you owe someone money, the opposite is you are in debt. No. You are fully paid. You are copacetic. You are equal.
Yeah, it's kind of like paid. It's kind of like a synonym to paid.
Okay. It's just hard because
credit
in my head there's no opposite of owed, because owed is like a one way action. Because I don't go around going, hey, that person doesn't owe me money.
Well, I think so. The line is, one is a title bestowed, the other the opposite of owed. So these things rhyme, and the rhyme obfuscates a little bit. But here's the thing that I think will help you guys. The subject of holy books and ledger books might be the one that is going to get you there more than any of these others.
Holy books and ledger books. So
numbers?
Taxes?
Who is the subject of a holy book?
Jesus.
A god?
All right, God. No, let's think lower. Like not quite God.
Lord.
But like what are some
spirit?
Holy Ghost.
No. Let's get out of like the Trinity, but like so sure. You know, religions, we've got God, and God's kind of like, you know, not human, but like what, let's bring it down to like Earth where we got some humans running around.
Priest.
Okay, sure.
Oh, rabbi, rabsel.
So, like, let's say maybe a priest or a rabbi, but let's say that the religion is like, it's not even a religion yet. So I can't really call myself a priest or rabbi or preacher.
Guru.
At this point, I'm just kind of like, I'm a guy who knows what's up.
A messiah.
I got some interesting theories, and it's actually some. You're gonna want to listen to kind of some of the stuff. Some people call me like a mad person, but I'm not. I know this stuff. Maybe they've even been touched by God.
Oh, prophet.
Come on, man. I was
prophet,
so close.
Prophet, Herbert on the chimney tonight.
Prophet is incorrect. No, keep guessing. Yeah, no, that is of course correct.
We're bad at riddles today. Like, really bad.
Yeah, worse than normal.
Yeah, what's wrong? What's going on? Oh my God, I've solved it. All of our good riddle ability was stored up in one corner of my tooth.
Oh, God.
And now that it's gone, it's gone.
Damn it.
Adel, I'm scared.
I'm scared too.
While you're both scared.
Adel, I'm scared.
Okay, I gotta see a scene. So Adel and Aaron, you are both children who are camping for the night, and I am going to be playing your dad, who he thinks he's kind of a prankster, and he's doing some stuff outside of your tent to try to spook you and scare you a little bit.
Adel, do you think we'll see a bear tomorrow?
Well, Dad said that the biggest bear in the world lives in the sky, and his name is Ursula Major. He said it's a sky bear that never sleeps.
Thank God I'm here. I'm your little sister. I'm not even as scared as you. Wait, what was that?
Womp, womp, womp. Someone's playing EDM at the tent door.
Yeah, it sounds like we're at a rave. I'm scared, Adel. I'm afraid.
Dad, kill Skrillex.
Dad, there's a college kid outside making moves.
I'm sorry?
Music on GarageBand.
Uh-huh. What's going on?
Dad, okay. Skrillex was outside the tent. He was trying to get
there
in.
There was a person who made a cover on a GarageBand.
I'm right outside. I'm right by the fire. I'm right outside your tent. I didn't see anything. There was no Skrillex. There's no Skrillex in this part of the woods. This was too far north for Skrillex.
Oh, are you sure?
Just
there's
try to
no
get to.
DJs
try,
out
I'm
there.
Sure. Try to get
there's,
to bed.
But wait, didn't you say we were roasting marshmallows? Isn't
yes,
that a DJ?
No. Just try to get a good night's sleep. We're going camp. We're going to hiking tomorrow, so you need to be well rested. Okay, zip.
Okay.
Wait, I feel a bass. I feel the beat in the floor, the ground. I can feel it.
What is
somebody scream? Zip, kids. What's going on?
We heard a DJ do a call and response.
And we were compelled to scream.
DJ? They don't do that anymore.
I think we saw the DJ who wears the dead mouse head.
Dead Mouse is dead. He's dead. He fell off a building. He died 75 years ago.
I have a question.
What's that, Aaron?
I think I heard a DJ that makes seven figures for pressing a computer at a festival. Yeah. I think I heard one.
I think we heard him in Ibiza.
Now, we're podcasters. We don't really have much room to talk about stuff like that. Now, go to sleep. We have a hike in the morning. Zip.
But it's okay.
Okay. Oh, they're using samples?
Yeah, it sounds like an a cappella group, but electronic.
Oh, it's Dad.
Zip? Kids.
We heard a techno cover of a Glee song.
Let's fight fire with fire. Everybody scream.
What the hell? What is going on?
The roof.
Oh my God.
The roof.
Wow.
The roof is on fire.
My kids
we
are possessed.
Scream.
Again.
Okay. I get it. What I was doing to you kids wasn't very nice. I scared you a lot, but what? I will say this. It was me, of course, making those sounds.
It was not Dead Mouse. It was Dad Mouse.
But when we get back into the city, you know, after this weekend is over, we are going to get you kids some DJ lessons because that was awful.
You're talking and I can hear.
Fat Boy Slim.
That it's real now, Dad.
Aaron, every time. The beat stops, you speak.
Oh,
and
wait.
Then when you stop speaking, the beat starts again. It's you.
Dad.
Casey can
yes?
fix that.
is this scene unlistenable?
Scene.
And.
Do you think you were better off alone?
Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Resting on your laurels makes you one or the other.
Hardee's. Resting on your laurels and Hardee's. Okay.
Oh, God. Sometimes you just gotta laugh. The summation of accomplishment and the absence of effort. Going nowhere and having no observable flaws. One worthy of worship, the other a moment's pause.
Prophet.
Stuck. Stop. Stare.
One worthy of worship, the other worthy of pause. VHS.
One worthy of worship, the other a moment's pause. P-A-U-S-E.
Mm-hmm. Meditation.
Still.
Pause.
No, not still.
Break.
Good guess. Good guess.
Recess.
No. A moment. I love both uses of the word recess.
Can we hear the first part of it again?
Resting on your laurels makes you one or the other. The summation of accomplishment and the absence of effort.
Let's pause.
Wait, can you say that one again? The summation?
The summation of accomplishment and the absence of effort.
Oh, is it resume and resume?
It is not.
Easy.
That's a really good guess. Going nowhere and having no observable flaws.
Addle.
Dude, natural? You're,
Addle, you just accidentally got two of the letters, by the way.
I'm flawless and I'm going nowhere, ladies.
You were so close. You got, basically, you were correct, Addle, except you got your vowels wrong.
Wait, what did Addle say?
Paddle? Cattle? Saddle?
No, what did you say, Addle?
I said Addle. I said Addle.
You were close, but you have the vowels wrong. That's
so
it.
So it's a D and an L.
Correct.
So is it idol?
Yes.
Idol.
Worship an idol. False idol. And then I-D-L-E, what your car does.
Addle sounded so close to the answer to that. I was like, wow, that's actually, your name really is, it fits with that. Here we go. We had another one. We have a few more of these. So
I like these a lot.
God, yeah, these are fun. Thank you so much, Sam. Kim Minutes.
Thank you, Sam Berkowitz.
Sam.
Both are signals to the observant if you often look at hands. If gilded, they are happy. Sad if squeezed and pressed. One a sign of marriage. The other,
ring.
Signs, distress.
Ring.
M. Night
ring,
Shyamalan's
ring.
Panini?
Ring,
ring,
got it.
Ring, and.
Where all of our brains have
ring, thong, ring, thong, thong, thong,
thong, thong, thong, thong, thong, thong, thong, thong, thong, thong. Let me see that thong. Cisco.
Cisco's Christmas album.
Wait, I would like to see
favorites.
A scene.
Please.
You two are a married couple, but you both lost your phones, but you're still trying to find a way to contact each other when you feel too lazy to go to the other part of the house. So you're saying things like ring, ring when you want the other person to talk to you.
Knock, knock. Gary, knock, knock.
Oh, yeah, Jeff, what's up?
Hey, have you seen my socks?
Oh, I'm sorry. Normally when someone says knock, knock, I assume that they're going to come into the room. I guess I'll get up and come to you. What's going on? I'm in the living room now.
Oh, sorry. What's your email again?
I'm sorry?
What's your email again? Is it just gary@gmail?
It's goodtimegary@gmail.sliz.
Okay. goodtimegary@gmail.sliz. Hope I spelled that right. Have you seen my socks? Send.
I'm sorry?
Have you seen my goodtimegary@slizmail.jizz? Have you seen my socks?
Oh, I'm
send.
Hold on, I have a couple of unreads. Let me go back through your socks. No, I have not seen your socks. Do you want me to try to call them?
Can you put them in the dumbwaiter or the lazy Susan?
I mean, if I know where they are, then yeah, I will. That's where I'll put them. I can try to give your socks a call.
Hold on,
Dad.
Lazy
Dad?
Susan, get in here.
That's your son.
Lazy Susan, get in here.
Dad?
Come here, boy.
No, I'm not. I wanted to send you both a funny video, but I can't.
Is it a TikTok?
Yeah, it's a TikTok I saw before we lost your phone. So I'm just going to describe it.
Yeah, please.
Okay, so it's really funny. Oh, I'm laughing already. Is a dog. I feel too lazy to describe it. Okay, no, I got it. It's a dog, and he's, and then he slides down a banister, like, he's, like, sliding, and then he slides down the stairs, and then, wait, I'm getting a text.
We have to sign him up for the army. We have to sign him up for the army. Scene. I've had enough. Okay, a tropical crop and a tiller, too. A brother's bane and father's discipline.
A brother's bane?
No.
Bane and Abel.
Okay, that has legs. Tom Hardy's attached, but he wants to play Abel. Bears an old man's weight and the world's second sin.
Cain. Cain. So I was right with Bane and Abel.
You were right with Bane and Abel. Correct. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Over kingdoms and under clouds. One is gloomy, the other prouds.
Flag.
Over kingdoms and under clouds?
Yes.
So those are both in the same spot.
Yeah.
If something is over a kingdom, but beneath the clouds, it's right in that sweet spot between cloud and castle.
They both are not measures of distance, I would say.
Tier? Is it tier?
It is not tier.
Is it spire?
It is not spire.
Is it Spyro the dragon?
Oh my God, please let it be. Let me check the answers. It's
water,
not.
Water.
No, I mean, you guys are naming some of my favorite Bowie songs, but no, so far it is not.
Is it Milk, Milk, Lemonade, Lemonade?
Around the corner, the kingdom of fudge.
So read the rest. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Would you mind just rereading it one more time and then we can take a hint?
Over kingdoms and under clouds. One is gloomy, the other proud.
Okay. Aaron, let's take a hint.
So I said it before, but when I'm saying under clouds is about like physical proximity, over kingdoms is not about physical proximity.
Kite.
Okay.
So again, over kingdoms is not about physical proximity.
But kite comes before king. No, it doesn't.
Huh?
In the dictionary.
It's after.
Okay. Oh, this dictionary has kingdom.
People are
so
here's your other hint. Here's
your
other hint.
Tell me that I'm dumb.
Over kingdoms and under clouds, one is gloomy and the other is proud. Under clouds goes with gloomy and proud goes with over kingdoms.
Oh, I got it. It's on wee wee. It's rain rain.
Wee wee. Yes.
I can't believe I said water instead of rain.
Water everywhere and not
I looked
drop
a fool.
To drink. I want to see a scene.
Well, technically, Aaron, Aquaman waters over his kingdom.
Okay, I like that.
I want to see a scene.
Please.
The two of you are...
we both get to play.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I wonder if Adel will start doing
just
a voice to see if we ask him to start being in the scene.
All want the two of you... I want to see a scene where the two of you are the king and queen of the cloud kingdom, but you've realized that you have no subjects. It's just the two of you.
Motherfucker.
What?
I stepped wrong. I fell like 4,000 feet down.
Oh, no.
We gotta get this fucking floor fixed.
Well, I think that we need to make sure we go above bodies of water so we can collect more water so these clouds are walkable. Why the long face? You seem very sad for a boy who lives on a cloud.
I don't know, Elaine. I mean, I love it here. You know, we're the king and the queen of the clouds, except... when there's not rain, this whole fucking place falls apart, okay? We got no subjects. There's no one here working. So, you know, God forbid, I'm not going to work. I'm a king. Why would I work? Mm. And this cloud's going to shit. It's going to absolute shit.
No, there's thunder. There's lightning.
Those are not positives.
Occasionally, we get to see a bird.
Those are not positives.
The other day when that airplane went by, we waved at all those people, and they were screaming and screaming, thinking we were in some sort of danger.
And then what happened? That jet stream came by right afterwards, and it fucked up our whole house. It just spit us all over the place.
You
we got birds
up,
trapped in
I
here.
I say redecorated.
Okay, Elaine, I don't mean... I hate to do this, but... have you been drinking the rainwater? Because
me?
You know that's part of the... it's just the way your vocal cadence is working out right now makes me think you've been sucking the rainwater out of the cloud.
Rainwater,
and we promised each other we were going to stop doing that.
It's sanitary. It's very clean.
It's not.
Yes,
it's not.
It's
not.
Not
to art people. Not to art people. Okay. It is. You know it's booze to art people. Let's not fuck around. You know it's booze to art people.
Not to make anything worse, but we... Remember when we floated over that fraternity? Well, they were having a party and we sucked up some of their human booze.
Oh,
their
my God.
Booze. I'm drinking rain booze and human booze.
You've got the booze boosh of booze booze?
Boo, I'm booing you for telling me to stop.
Same.
I'm having fun.
Rain booze is actually fantastic. That's like cool.
That's Dibs
a very,
on that being my
That's a very
DJ
clever
name.
Pun. Somewhere over the rainbows.
Her name is DJ Rainbooze?
Rainbooze is the name of my new vodka company. Nobody Ooh. Take it.
Nobody take it.
10%
if we
steak.
Find out someone's steak. Okay, so it's 20% alcohol, 10% steak. So this vodka is going to be bad.
Okay, you don't like steak and vodka? Delicious.
Okay, what am I, the Russian mob?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Here's the last one. This is the last one of Sam's properly formatted homophone riddles.
Okay, I'm ready.
A motley group or an unsorted cache?
Crew.
Cache. Vast collections and loose collections of tribes. One is the dominion of dragons, misers, mice, and magpies.
Cave.
Not cave.
Den. Layer.
Ooh, you're circling it. You're
I love
it.
Did you ever see Jam Curie in Layer?
Jam Curie in Layer? Welcome to Beverly.
I'm caking my own arse. Okay, so where you said where dragons live and also magpies and what was the other one?
One is the dominion of dragons, misers, mice, and magpies.
Dragons, misers, mice, and magpies. So those are four different things. So dragons will be in the sky or in their horde of old.
Horde.
Yes, you got it. It's horde.
I would like to see a scene.
Plebes.
Adel, you are a dragon, and JPC, you are also a dragon. And JPC, you're throwing a housewarming party for your new horde, and Adel's the only dragon who showed up.
Ding dong.
Oh, hey, Jack. It's Jack, right?
Yes, it is Jack the Mighty.
Yeah, I don't know too many green dragons, so I figured it must come on in.
Thank you so much, Synonym, for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Make yourself comfortable. We are
Thank you.
Waiting for some other dragons.
Oh, is this table up for grabs? Is this table just anyone's table?
It's all mine, but feel free to splay out on any of the treasure that you find here. It's all good. Did you see on your way over any other dragons in the sky or?
Can't say that I did, but I did bring potato salad. But you can't have any. It's mine.
Okay.
I've sat on this potato salad since 9 a.m.
No worries, I'm all good on that. I mean, the email did say potluck, but
ding dong.
Okay, uh-huh. Here we go, getting the party started.
Hey, it's me, Puff. Did you order a pizza?
This dragon's high as fuck.
No, okay. I'm magic, man.
Look at her eyes.
Yeah, he's...
I'm magic, man. I live by the sea, and I'm frolic, so fuck you.
Puff, there's pizza here. I ordered some pizzas in the back.
No, I'm the pizza man now.
God, Puff.
That's so sad. Can I also just say, living by the sea is not a personality trait. So don't say I'm Puff, I live by the sea. That describes nothing about you.
Okay, I live in Annalie too, so that's a little bit of something.
You live in Annalie?
Yeah, in a land called, I don't have to prove myself to you. Yeah, I used to be a litigator, and now I'm a pizza guy.
See, there you go.
Because I smoke weed all the time, but being a pizza guy is a great job. I make great
I didn't know you were working. I would have totally invited you. I didn't even know you were, I thought you were back in Annalie still.
Yeah,
really
sad to see your pizza Puff.
Whatever, I cooked your pizza by breathing on it. Have a good night, guys.
Okay, man, have a good night.
Didn't even ask for money.
Well, I paid my card.
Puff, give us a chance to pay you.
No, it's okay. You know what, I just thought that this party was going to be kind of a bigger deal. I even invited Drake. I thought it would be fun if Drake showed up, but got a no from some of his
people.
Hey
guys, you didn't pay me.
Well, would you take this potato salad?
Yeah, that's fine. By the way, Peter, Paul, scrape and it off Mary are having a party tonight, and everyone's there. So,
oh man, Peter, Paul, and Mary. That's why. That's why they're
well,
they're.
Was because their party's always a swingers' party. You get laid.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay. I'll be honest with you. No one's gonna fuck you with an ass covered in potato salad.
Sorry, my friend died. I think that's what happened in my song. Isn't it like dragons live forever, but not their little friends?
Whoa.
That's what
he
happens,
sat
right?
in potato salad and met his fateful end. So Puff the Magic Dragon quit litigation, became a pizza delivery boy, and found his new life
vocation.
Vocation. There you go. Nice.
Well, you know, Puff canonically is a litigator, but we have other shit going on in our lives. Nice. Aaron, is there anything that you would like to plug?
Yeah, right now I'm just feeling really proud that I made Puff the Magic Dragon a litigator who lost his job. Yes, I have something I would love to plug. Give me
please,
1 second.
Please.
Okay, so I want to plug the comic book that my best friend and boyfriend, Sean Coyle, wrote. It's called Skyless. You can go support it on Kickstarter. If you just type in Skyless into Kickstarter, you'll find it that way. Or if you want to follow him on Instagram, it's the link in his bio. It is so good. He started writing it at the beginning of quarantine, and I watched him work on it for a year. And very fun fact, Chris, they are the artist and they live in Australia, and we found them because they're a listener of our show.
Oh,
so
that's amazing.
Chris is a Hey Riddle Riddle fan and they are so talented.
Oh, very
and,
cool.
They ended up doing the art for Sean's comic book. So you'd be, check it out. Just look at the artwork and then tell me what you think, because I think it's unbelievable.
Hell yeah.
And the artwork is the thing that Sean didn't do. So
no, but also the story is amazing.
Look. Okay, cool.
But also, just, it's a Hey Riddle Riddle fan, and I'm really proud of. I'm proud of Sean, and I'm proud of Chris, who is amazing.
Very cool. JPC, give us some plugs, make them real, or else forget about it.
So I very rarely do this, but I am on good terms with some of my exes. One of my exes has a cool new project. It's the story of two best friends, Neil and Alina. They're on a quest to restore the sky to dystopian Earth. Think The Hunger Games meets Game of Thrones. It's a romantic coming-of-age epic that doesn't shy away from the harsh realities of death and violence. And you can support that project on Kickstarter. I don't know much more about that project.
Oh,
and
my God.
Will...
We both dated Sean. And I'm finding out in the plugs?
I'm sorry?
If you're going to tell me you dated my current boyfriend, can you at least tell me in a Patreon episode?
I'm sorry, I don't know who Sean is. I know Chris Kirk, so it's weird that you would
artist.
Bring up...
Oh, they, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't actually know about the writing. Actually, the writing seems not great, but...
It's so good!
Art... The art is wonderful. So please, look that up. Sean Coyle or Chris, C-R-Y-S, Kirk. And back that Skyless Kickstarter. Oh, one more thing to plug. If you are listening to this on the day that it comes out... This Friday, May 21st, 2021, at 8 p.m. Central Time, we are doing a live stream show from Lincoln Hall in Chicago, broadcast all over the world. You can get your tickets, headgum.com/live. It's like a 90-minute show. The first 60 minutes is like a Hey Riddle Riddle episode, and then the last third is kind of like our Patreon content. It should be really fun. We have some surprises planned. We are really looking forward to it. Again, get your tickets, headgum.com/live. This Friday, the 21st, 8 p.m. Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I'm actually now on good terms with my dad. He has a new Kickstarter called Skyless. I actually today selected the $45 tier to support him. And he immediately, after I did that, he immediately sent me a text to say thank you. I also want to plug out...
Are you my son? Wait a minute.
Stepson. Okay. Don't be weird. I also want to plug a podcast I was on called House Decided Podcast, like House Divided, House Decided Podcast. Please check that out. We talk about the movie Wolfwalkers. And then also, hey, in the next 7 days, let me know how many times you hear Let's Go at the end of the day, or obviously, because it's driving me crazy. I live in a prison of my own mental state. I think that's it.
And everybody go listen to Peter, Paul, and Mary, especially their song about hammers.
Peter
it's
Pan
very
and Mary?
Catchy. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Who
Peter
who
Pan got married?
The Magic Dragon.
Oh.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. Anyways, Jupiter. No one listens to Peter, Paul, and Mary?
Bye forever.
You're basically Peter, Paul, and Mary. We've talked about this on the show before.
Sorry.
guaranteed. We're Peter, Paul, and Mary.
I'm the Mary.
Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Peter, Paul, Mary, fuck, kill.
Hey there, pizzas and mops. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. The Clue Crew is on babysitter duty. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.